Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio and our special show today, which is Snippets from the Spectrum. What does autism sound like? My name is Karen Krejcha, and I am the Executive Director and a co-founder of Autism Empowerment. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Vancouver, Washington, in the United States. We serve locally, regionally, nationally, and worldwide, so we want to thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you're listening from. I'm very excited to be your host today. This show is being recorded live in Vancouver, Washington, on Friday, July 6th, 2012. However, I expect that many of our listeners out there are tuning in at a different point in time. The neat thing about all Autism Empowerment Radio shows is that they're available on podcasts, so if you're not able to tune in live, each show will be available in the archives for later listening. You'll be able to find these shows through the Autism Empowerment Radio tab on the Autism Empowerment website at www.autismempowerment.org or directly through the Autism Empowerment station at Blog Talk Radio. You can find that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/autismempowerment. And when you're there, you can go ahead and look for on-demand episodes. We can soon be found on iTunes as well. We also have a call-in number, which you can call in to ask questions of our host or guests that we interview in future broadcasts. That number will remain the same, and it's 602-753-1530. Let me go ahead and repeat that. It's 602-753-1530. And, of course, that number is only available when we're doing a live broadcast. Autism Empowerment Radio first went live on June 14th of this year. Our first show was a Welcome to Autism Empowerment show, and then after that, we had an interview with Brian Tashima, who's author of the upcoming book Secret of the Songshell, which is being released in July. And then we had an interview with John Krejcha, who is a co-founder of Autism Empowerment with me and who also heads up our Autism and Scouting program. If you didn't have a chance to listen to any of those programs, please do check them out in the archives. And especially, I want to give those listeners out there who aren't really familiar with autism empowerment itself an overview of who we are. And you can do that by listening in to our Welcome to Autism Empowerment show. And in that particular show, I talk about our mission, our activities, the four foundational pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. And I also go over our programs and services. Again, you can find that show in the archives under Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. So I'd like to ask a favor of our listeners today. As we are a new radio station, and as Autism Empowerment is a young nonprofit, having just passed our one-year anniversary, we'd really appreciate you helping to spread the word about our organization and our Autism Empowerment radio station. We also launched a sister station today, Autism and Scouting Radio, for those specifically interested in becoming involved in our Autism and Scouting program. This particular station, Autism Empowerment Radio, is going to be more of a general station and is going to cover a wide range of programming, including interviews and special features such as the Snippets from the Spectrum recurring broadcast. I'd appreciate you helping to spread the word of our organization because we really want to build a collaborative, vibrant community. And for those of you who are media friendly, please follow our show. You can do that at the Blog Talk Radio website. And you can also become a fan or friend on Facebook. We are at www.autismempowerment.org. We're at www.facebook.com/autismempowerment. Got a lot of those different URLs running through in my mind. You can also follow us on Twitter. And all of these links can be found at the autismempowerment.org website. So if you don't have a pen with you handy, you just remember autismempowerment.org, and you should be able to get the information from there. So what we're hoping you would do is share information about us with your friends and family and also with online autism communities. Autism Empowerment aims to build a collaborative dynamic organization which reaches out to those in the autism and Asperger's communities and listens to what they have to say. We don't consider ourselves in competition with any other autism organization. We are a nonprofit, we're publicly funded, and we do appreciate the generosity of our listeners, and we desire to create programs and services that people can plug into the here and now. Along those lines, today's show theme is called Snippets from the Spectrum and is going to be a recurring show that we feature on the Autism Empowerment radio station. I'll be bringing in people to interview with different stories, and we probably will broadcast those shows about once a week. It depends on demand, and it depends on interest of our listeners and our website readers and viewers, everybody who kind of plugs into us together. We'll get some feedback from a variety of different areas, and then we'll kind of go from there. Well, what is Snippets from the Spectrum? A snippet is, defined, a snippet is a small piece of something bigger. Autism Empowerment believes that each person, whether they're on the autism spectrum or not, has a story to share. This particular show theme focuses on giving our listeners the opportunity to hear anecdotes and pieces of life stories from individuals and families that are impacted by autism, Asperger's, and related autism spectrum disorders. That means when we broadcast a Snippets from the Spectrum show, we have the opportunity to give our listeners bits and pieces of what autism sounds like, feels like, and looks like on a daily basis. Although each year in April, there's an Autism Awareness Month, which we at Autism Empowerment also promote as an Autism Acceptance Month, we truly believe that support for those with autism and Asperger's needs to be year-round and worldwide. And that's another reason we asked for your support in helping to share the word about us, because we want to promote autism awareness every day of the year. By broadcasting regularly and featuring a wide range of people with diverse backgrounds and life experiences, we hope to provide our listeners with a better idea of what autism can look like and what it can sound like. Personally, I come from a family where three of the four of us are traveling daily along the autism spectrum. It looks differently and sounds differently for each of us. And although there's tremendous challenges in a variety of areas, we feel blessed to be a family unit and have lots of positive experiences to share as well. I'm going to break for a commercial right now, and I will be right back.
Autism and Scouting, a program of Autism Empowerment, just reached their one-year anniversary. Autism and Scouting helps provide skills for life, leadership training, and support for parents. Acceptance for autism in the Scouting community. To learn about us, visit autismempowerment.org and check our Autism and Scouting program. We're also found on Facebook with representatives from over 30 countries worldwide. And check John Krage's blog at autismandscouting.org. blogspot.com.
Well, I'm back. I wanted to give a little plug there again for our Autism and Scouting program. It's not particularly related to our Snippets from the Spectrum broadcast today, but we did launch our sister radio station, and John did a really wonderful job in an interview earlier there today, so I wanted to give our listeners a chance to check that out. I have friends and family that are on the spectrum, and I volunteer regularly with amazing people who have wide ranges of abilities. Some of those people are verbal, some are nonverbal, some are independent with families, others live at home or they're in group homes. Some have savant-like abilities in certain areas or intense special interests, and others struggle from day to day, working through a variety of challenges. Each person is a unique, amazing individual here for a purpose. By getting to know our stories, people will hopefully see that those with autism and Asperger's deserve just as much respect, compassion, and opportunity as what some would call their typically developing peers. We all have our quirks and idiosyncrasies, and for some, it's a much harder life filled with challenges that we don't always understand. By putting these stories out there, the inspirational, but also the stories that touch on the challenges that families and individuals on the autism spectrum face, we hope to present Autism Empowerment Radio listeners with a better overall picture of how impacting autism is, how it impacts the lives of those on the spectrum and the families that love them and support them. You know, Some people out there think it's funny or cool to bully those with autism and other special needs. It's not just kids, it's often adults. As a child, I was bullied, and fortunately, I haven't seen my children bullied yet, and I hope it won't happen, but unfortunately, it is the case for many people out there. And you know, it's not just kids doing the bullying, it's often adults. And I've seen many embarrassing incidences where people hide behind their computers and make anonymous posts on autism articles, or they post tweets making fun of the way someone with autism looks, writes, or sounds, as if they know something about autism when they really don't. And if it somehow makes them, I don't know, feel better to make fun or ridicule someone else, it's just not cool. It's not funny. It's not cool. And quite frankly, it can often be disheartening. Bullying is never acceptable. I live in a community where, fortunately, I've had the blessing to meet and become involved with a variety of different autism families. And they're some of the most dedicated, proactive, loving families I know. They've got their challenges, but they also have their successes. And each one of those families and each one of those individuals impacted by autism deserves respect and love. You know, it's very easy for those on the autism spectrum to become isolated and live in their own bubble. When I go into my own personal story in future broadcasts, you'll get to know about that from me, because it isn't always easy. You know, as I said, it's very easy for those on the autism spectrum to become isolated. And I want to share today that if you're one of the individuals or families that are struggling, that wonder if there's hope out there for you, and you're really going through the ups and downs and grief cycles and going through the cycles of challenge that autism can bring daily, it's okay. It's okay. I hear you, and I've been there. And even though I don't know your unique individual circumstances, I can tell you that you're not alone. Many of our listeners have been there. Our listeners come from a wide range of economic background, of educational background, of ethnic background. There's a lot of diversity within the autism community. And we don't have to go through this alone. As a bit of my personal story, my husband John and I are blessed to be the parents to two amazing energetic boys, 6 and 12, who just finished kindergarten and the 7th grade. Both were diagnosed on the autism spectrum in 2008. Our youngest, who was 2 at the time, had gone through a period where we thought he'd appeared to be developing normally, and at least that was our impression at the time. But then around the 18-month or so mark, we began to notice a regressive pattern. The words he'd been so joyfully babbling stopped being spoken. And instead of words, he'd grunt and point. When he'd wave hello and goodbye to us, it would be backwards instead of forwards. And we noticed he started to spin and spin and spin and spin and crash and jump. At first, I thought it was kind of cute, and I marveled at his crazy sense of equilibrium. But later, of course, I realized that his spinning was a sign of self-stimulation and a technique that he used to regulate himself. And then I remembered that I kind of did the same thing when I was a kid. But at the time, I just saw it as part of his personality. That being said, I felt something was wrong. Oftentimes, a parent just knows this in his or her heart. We scheduled our son for the medical hoops and loops of assessment. First hearing, then speech, and then finally a referral to a panel of many different doctors and psychologists at Kaiser in Portland, Oregon, where we were then told after about a 2.5-hour appointment that our son was being diagnosed with autism, or what some people would call classic autism. We're given a packet of information to review at home. We're sent on our way, and then asked to come back in a couple weeks to discuss any follow-up questions we had. It was overwhelming. I mean, that was an understatement. It was like, here's your information, see you later, hope, you know, you have a good life. I don't know. I suppose to them, it felt like they'd gone through the process many times before. So although they were certainly professional with us, it seemed like they're a bit desensitized. To us, it was our first time going through this diagnosis. And parents out there, it's their first time oftentimes. I mean, well, until the second. And then I guess you could say we were hypersensitive to the news. At the time, my husband was in shock. Personally, I'd spent a lot of time on Google, and I had a gut feeling that autism was going to be the diagnosis. As I read and read online, and believe me, trying to navigate through all the material out there can be quite an arduous and overwhelming process, I realized that our older son was exhibiting a lot of different traits of a higher functioning form of autism called Asperger syndrome. at the time he was 8, and I just kept thinking at the time, how could I have missed this before now? In retrospect, there were signs. I just didn't know how to process or read them at the time. And our older son was diagnosed at Kaiser with Asperger's syndrome just a couple months after our youngest. I soon learned that because of the way that boys on the autism spectrum meet milestones, it's actually rather common for those with Asperger's to not be diagnosed until they're a little older, maybe around 8 or so. Especially if they're the oldest child in a family or an only child in a family, and their parents also exhibit similar traits. It was a really overwhelming time for our family. My husband and I, we decided to disclose the autism spectrum disorder diagnosis of each boy to our parents and extended family, and we found that almost everyone tried to be supportive in his or her own way. Although there was some initial denial, it was easier to see our younger son's autism than our oldest, unless you lived with them both, in which case you definitely could see it. Many people out there were supportive. And that was back in 2008. Our youngest was soon immersed in an intensive birth to three program where therapists came regularly in and out of our home to work with him. And we began to teach him sign language since he was still nonverbal, and we desperately wanted him to have a form of communication to be able to express his voice in some way. And a lot of kiddos out there that we work with that are nonverbal, that are on the autism spectrum, and even adults, finding a voice is very important. And so they may do that through writing or through typing or signing, different ways. In preparing our oldest son for school the following year, which at the time he was going to be going into fourth, we started learning things like alphabet soup terms, like IEP, Individualized Education Program, SCIP, for Social Communication Integration Program, and we got the ball rolling to make sure that he'd have appropriate learning supports in place at his school. Having moved from California up to Washington in 2007, we had no family here, and we really didn't know anyone. And quite frankly, I didn't really mind that, and I soon found out later why that was the case. We spent the next years, well, I would say even 3 years, from 2007 all the way through to 2010 in what I'd call an isolation stage before I realized that I'd been called to do something greater and to step outside of myself to make a significant difference within the autism and Asperger's communities. But let me back up for a moment because I really haven't told you all of the story. In 2009, John and the boys and I, we decided to go across country for a trip to visit John's family in the Midwest. And then we wanted to visit the 2009 Autism Society of America conference in St. Charles, Illinois. It was at this conference that a light bulb went on for me. I'd listened to conferences and I'd heard Dr. Stephen Shore speak. He gave a line that he was famously known for: if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And that stuck with me because autism is a spectrum disorder and it presents differently from person to person and from boy to girl and from man to woman. And I know it may seem kind of strange, but when I heard that autism presents differently from man to woman, even though I'd read it, even though I'd thought it, when I actually heard it coming from someone else, bells went off in my head. And over the next couple days, as I sat through lectures, and I came across women on the autism spectrum, and I was observing the way people reacted and their different behaviors and their mannerisms and so forth, it was like I could have been hit over the head with a 2x4. I had been living the past 41 years of my life with undiagnosed Asperger's. Yes, the sounds of the autism spectrum, I'm one of those sounds. From looking at me, you might not be able to tell. You might be able to. There's different signs there. I've got sensory issues. I've got all sorts of things. But autism is sometimes known as what's kind of like a hidden disability. You can't always tell by looking. With some kids, I guess you kind of have maybe an autism or Asperger's radar. At least I do. Perhaps that's because I'm on the spectrum. Perhaps it's just because people are kind of attracted to those that are kind of like them. So over the years, I tended to sort of migrate to people that were a little quirky like me. But the signs really were quite obvious that I had Asperger's. I had sensory issues galore. I had social challenges, especially growing up. especially in group settings or parties or things like that. I was book smart, and I had a good memorization for different facts and statistics, but I was not street smart in any way, shape, or form. And I had a naivety during my teen and college years, which unfortunately led to a lot of unpleasant incidents with men, and I won't go into that now, but I had struggles with organization. I had struggles with neatness. I was a real picky eater, and I'd been, quite frankly, pretending to be normal. A book by Leanne Holiday Wiley was actually written under the same name. It was like I'd been wearing a mask my whole life. I had felt like I was from another planet. I didn't feel like I fit in, but I would socially adapt, kind of like a chameleon. And although I wouldn't say I was faking my way through life, I mean, in some ways it kind of felt like that, because I felt like I had to be someone else with most people, and it was very difficult unless I was with people I was very comfortable with to be able to be myself. When I went home from the conference, it was a while before I decided to go through the diagnosis process. I wasn't sure whether I needed to give myself the autism or Asperger's label, but even though I knew I was on the spectrum, I wasn't letting autism or Asperger's define me or my children. In fact, I wrote a poem about that, and when I had started my blog, Aspirations, Come As You Are, Let Your Light Shine, I started that back in 2010, and it was in some ways therapeutic, as it was a way for me to work through the process. In fact, I kind of actually outed myself as a woman with Asperger's syndrome in one of my first blogs. And I was afraid. It was just, hey, you know, hey, everybody, you know, you've known me my whole life. And by the way, and it was nothing to be ashamed of in any way, shape, or form. It was just, I didn't know what other people would think or say, because I'd been doing such a good job of being able to hide myself. And so I wrote a poem called Autism Does Not Define Me, and I wanted to go ahead and share that with you now. And I wrote it when I was reflecting upon my own life, being on the spectrum, and I was also thinking about my sons, who are both on the autism spectrum as well. And the poem, it's also a visual type of poem, because each line in the poem corresponds with a letter from Autism Does Not Define Me, and you can actually see that on our website as well. Accept me for who I am. Understand that I may not always get what you're saying. Trust that God has me here for a reason. I am an amazing human being. Socially, I might not fit in with society's expectations. Mentoring can help me along the way. Don't forget that I have feelings, even if I don't express them. Opportunities for my happiness are indeed possible. Educate and encourage me without prejudice. Show patience and kindness along the way. Never give up trying to get me. Ostracizing me will just shut me down. Take time to try and come into my world. Defining me as my diagnosis ignores my essence and best qualities. Emerging talents may arise when you least expect them. Friendship and honesty is valued to me more than you can imagine. I'm in need of love and tenderness, too. Never let me give up, especially when you see my mood shift. Expect the unexpected and watch me enrich your life. Many people will read this, and I pray millions will act. Embrace and empower someone with autism today. Autism does not define me. And I wrote that on April 8th of 2010. This was before Autism Empowerment had become a nonprofit charity, but it was part of my road, my path towards the calling that I had to be able to help serve others in the community. And I want to be able to do that through the snippets from the Spectrum Show. I want to be able to have people call in. I want to have people interviewed. I want to have people from a wide range of abilities and walks of life be able to come in and share their stories. I want you to feel inspired listening to stories from others. I want you to feel challenged to accept yourself, but to better your own life, to enrich yourself, to empower yourself, those you love. I want you to share this. I want autism acceptance to be a reality for those around this world. I'm going to go break to a commercial, and then I will be right back.
You've been listening to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, please visit autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. Thank you for listening.
You know, I got a little worked up after reading that poem because I was really thinking of all of the people out there on the autism spectrum. And there is just so much need for all of us to be able to come together as a community and know that we're accepted. There is diversity in our community, and there is also a divergence of opinions in a variety of different areas. And that's okay. We're all unique individuals. You know, I mentioned before that there's a well-known, renowned autism advocate and speaker named Dr. Stephen Shore. And what he says is, when you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And the same is true for Asperger's. If you've met one person with Asperger's, you've met one person with Asperger's. It's so true. I mean, there are characteristics of those on the autism spectrum that have similarities, such as social challenges and cognitive processing challenges. And a lot of us tend to like the same types of food groups. But there are also many differences, and there's wide ranges of abilities. Some people out there think they know what autism looks like. They think they know what it sounds like, and they think they know what it feels like because they've seen movies like Rain Man, or they know some kid down the street that acts such and such a way, or they have an autism experience themselves or within their families. I personally have seen that the autism that I experience with my sons is much different than the daily experiences I go through myself. And what I've experienced in my life, it's an evolving process. The challenges that I had as a kid, a lot of different challenges I had as a teen, I've been able to work through a lot of that stuff, but then I have a whole new set of challenges as an adult. And so if you think you know what autism sounds like, or you think you know what autism looks like, make sure to open up your eyes and see that it is different for each person, and that if you open up your heart and accept people for who they are, where they are, then you have the capability to be able to empower yourself and empower others who are on the autism spectrum. And what I mean by that is to be able to share your stories, to be able to contact us at Autism Empowerment Radio at autismempowerment.org. Send us your pictures. Send us your anecdotes. We'll put things on our blogs. We'll put things on our website. Don't be afraid to be able to celebrate who you are, wherever you are at any point in time. There were times in my life that I was ready to give up, and unfortunately, I went through some really horrible experiences in my life, which led me to wanting to take my own life at one point. But I'm way past that. I know that there's a much bigger purpose in my life. But you may not be past that. You may be at a very different point in your life, or your kids may be at a different point in their lives, and that's okay. It's okay for us to be where we are right now. And we want to share those stories with you. And so in future broadcasts of Snippets from the Spectrum, we're going to be bringing in a wide variety of people. And if you're one of the people who's interested in being interviewed for our broadcast, or you know of someone who you think might be a great person to interview, please feel free to contact us. I can be reached at Karen@autismempowerment.org, or you can leave a comment through our website. I'm real excited. We have about a minute today. We're going to be doing all sorts of other broadcasts through Autism and Radio, all sorts of topics. Snippets from the Spectrum is just one of the diverse programs we're going to offer. And as I finish this last minute, I just want to do a little bit of a plea here to help us implement our vision. In the past, we've been so motivated and so excited about what Autism Empowerment has to offer. We'd like you to help us implement our vision and share our mission and our passion. I'm really inspired and excited about the future of Autism Empowerment, and I hope you are too. I hope you'll consider donating small, big, whatever's comfortable for you for our organization. And I hate asking for money, but I know I have to because this is too big. This is too important. This is our lives, people. Autism acceptance is very important. Autism empowerment is more important. So if you have any ideas for future broadcasts, or you're interested in being interviewed, or you feel you'd make a great guest, please contact us at autismempowerment.org. Again, my name is Karen Krejcha, and I thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. It means a lot that you stayed with us. Come back again soon.